I am originally actually from small town Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I started writing music when I was 14 with my little ukulele, moved to Milwaukee when I was 18, and I found myself always craving to be on stage, be the one performing, be the one in the studio, in the booth. And so I went to an engineer that I knew, and I said, "I have no money, I have nothing I can give you, but I have a notebook full of songs, and I believe that this is something that I can do." And it took a little while, it took a little convincing, but after a few months, I found myself in a closet in an apartment above the Miramar, and the rest is history.
Beautiful girl, why you look so sad, so wrapped up in everybody's problems?
My original stage name was actually Liza Jane, which came from my grandfather calling me Lizzie Liza Jane as a kid. Liza Jane was the name, but that actually is quite a popular artist name. And so a few years back, I reached a point where I realized that I needed something that was completely original and completely me, that no one else could claim. Ultimately, I landed on Bisaray because it's a name that I gave myself as a child. So my full name is Elizabeth, and when I was a child, I had a hard time saying that, so I would call myself Bissa, and my middle name is Ray. So, my artist name is Bissa Ray.
Little bird sat at my window, a song unheard.
At the minute, my sound would probably be defined as alternative R&B. I'd never really listened to hip hop music or R&B before I moved out here. And then when I discovered it, I just completely fell in love and was completely immersed. And I think I found myself continuing to just be so excited about the way that music sounds, while also desiring to pull in sounds from all genres that I really appreciate. So I think that's one of the trademarks of my sound, is that there's not necessarily one genre or one artist or one person that it squarely fits under. I think I really believe in genre blending and trying to make my music sound as new and as uniquely myself as possible.
Choosing two songs was like the hardest thing. It's like my children.
Filling chapters, changing stages. Lord knows who is gonna save me. I've been broken, I've been bruised.
I'm very fortunate to get to collaborate with my younger brother Cole, who's an incredibly talented bassist and guitarist and overall musician. We've really started collaborating quite a bit. The songs that I'm sharing in this showcase are from an incoming project, who knows when it will arrive, called the Dundee Tapes, where we drove down together to Florida to a little house in the middle of nowhere, and we wrote these songs together, and that was kind of the beginning of our musical collaboration and journey. I want my audience to feel community. I want my audience to listen to my songs and feel a little less alone. I want them to feel seen and heard. I think my favorite artists do that for me. And so, as an independent musician, the opportunity to do that for someone else feels really special.
She's just a beautiful.